This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Quick, name 10 different vaccines. Flu, hepatitis, measles, Okay, as of Monday, it may get a little easier to complete that list. That's when Walmart begins offering 10 different vaccines in nearly 3,000 stores. It's all part of a plan to turn shoppers into pincushions and inject more profits into the company's growing healthcare business. Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
Walmart will have vaccines for young people, whooping cough, chickenpox, and they'll have shots for old people, shingles.
Certainly, people are already going to Walmart to buy all kinds of things.
Joel Hay is a healthcare economist at the University of Southern California.
So if they're already going to be there, it'll add one more convenient aspect to be able to get vaccines and perhaps other types of healthcare services delivered through Walmart.
Chains like CVS and Walmart and Walgreens started getting into healthcare services a decade ago, and it's worked out fairly well. Walmart's health business, including over-the-counter drugs, brought in 11% of the company's sales last year. Temple University pharmacy professor Albert Wertheimer believes Walmart will follow its competitors and keep expanding.
They'll have dental offices, and you can make an appointment and get your routine teeth cleaning. And then next will be, you know, a physician or a physician's assistant. Like Walgreens has that Take Care, and CVS has one.
Walmart says it'll offer vaccines at a deep discount. And that, says Lori Usher Pines, a researcher with RAND, will probably be enough to push more people to roll up their sleeves, especially as healthcare reform kicks in and primary care offices get overloaded.
There's concerns that that system will be even further strained. So this might be an ideal setting to obtain a vaccination.
But you know what? It's not even Labor Day. There's still a couple months till flu season starts. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.